Tommy O'Neill, manager of Buncrana. Defeat in the end, can't complain. The better side won. At half time, they were in a comfortable lead. But the second half, you actually outscored them and you really lifted your game.
Yeah, we did. Second half was a good half. Like, the first half was, as they say, goals win games. And that's the way it turned out today. Like, we're just struggling the first half to get it up and going. And no, the physicality was, they were more physical than what we were. We've a young team, like, and this year, you know, we brought in a couple of young players and, you know, players back from games that they hadn't played in a couple of years. So it's kind of more getting the team together, really, than anything else. But as I say, you know, we did struggle in the first half. Second half, we turned it around a good bit, like, you know, but at the end of the day, goals kill it.
A learning experience. Great to be involved in Ulster.
Oh, it is brilliant. Sure, it's first time. Like, it's first time we won Intermediate Donegal as well. And to get to Ulster is brilliant. Like, you know, it's brilliant for the boys themselves. They were looking forward to it so much. And, you know, we're here and we got the game, so we can't complain.
Yeah. Although, you know, in advance of the game, preparations-wise, you know, there's a big gap between championship and playing here, and, you know, that's not ideal.
No, 12 weeks, like, we can't even get games in because all the clubs are finished up. We're lucky to get one game in the 12 weeks, which is, it's ridiculous, like, to expect any team to go out after 14 or 12 or 14 weeks and play an Ulster championship where, you know, the momentum has gone out here, and, you know, it's hard to come out and after, you know, to play a game after 12 weeks. It's just not there, like, you know. So hopefully maybe they'll change it in next year. We're looking for change this last couple of years, but it's not happening. The gap is too long. Any other county wouldn't have the gaps that we have, like, you know. So hopefully they'll change it for next year.
So what now? You'll wind down and reflect on the year?
Yeah, we'll go in tonight and relax and, you know, get started now. Back to the gym again and start from scratch again. Hopefully next year we'll do it all over again.
Yeah, well, it's been a long season. I mean, how many months has it been?
It's months. It feels like years. But no, it's a matter. It's the 12 weeks kill it. That's what's the biggest problem. Like, they should have to push in. If they push the Donegal hurling forward, you know, rather than, you know, being 12 weeks of a difference, you know, it'll be better. Like, but no, we'll go in now and relax and we'll probably do a bit of celebrating tonight.
And finally, just a word on the opposition today. I mean, they've won the Down Championship 7 times. They have that bit of extra experience. No doubt you'd be keeping an eye to see how far they go.
They are. They're a good team there. Like, they're a physical team and it's an older team. Like, you know, there's a lot of experience there on that team where we mightn't have the experience that them boys have. Like, you know, Johnny McCusker there, he's, you know, he's unreal at taking frees and that, and he's a fine player, you know, and there are a couple of other boys there as well, like, you know, so they have a good few county players.
Yeah. And just your taking the sending off late on, it didn't really make any difference to the game. And Connor, he went and apologised immediately afterwards. It was sort of maybe mistiming.
Mistiming. Connor just, you know, he works so hard, so he does. You know, he's brilliant that way. And it was no intentional, I don't think. And maybe I didn't think a red card was due, but, you know, that's the way it goes, you know, and that's it. So.
Overall, defeat, but, you know, progress for the club, and great to be here.
Oh, it definitely is. Like, to get this far for, you know, hurling club, we're only hurling, 23 years? So, and it's, as I say, some of them boys are only 18, 19 years of age, so it's great to get here, you know. So hopefully next year we'll get a bit further.